Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato. It means homage to the qualities of the Buddha, really. We must understand that the Buddha is a title for an awakened being. And the Buddha was an ordinary, although a super ordinary human being, who perfected himself in this lifetime. If we look back to my time in the Falklands, it was a very negative experience. It can only leave you with a negative afterthoughts, and if not dealt with, that can lead to very ill health and mental suffering. I do remember a particular time, a couple of days after the ceasefire, we'd spent time collecting bodies, and there was a mass funeral at a place called Ajax Bay. A couple of the lads, very close friends, were dead, and they were in body bags in this slip trench, and it was gradually filling full of water. And there was probably 20, I have a memory of about 26 bodies in there, but I can't be exact. There's a tremendous anger. I think Wilfred Owen said in the First World War, Dulce et decorum est, pros patria mori, which means the old lie, how sweet and noble it is to die for one's country. I don't believe that. What I saw in that grave was not our glorious dead. It was young men who were blown apart and had lost their lives with so much to live for. They were now dead. And they didn't die in some tragic disaster like an earthquake. They died at the hands of other human beings. But I remember standing over this, looking down and thinking, there has to be a better way than this. This was what we humans had done to each other. It was an awakening in myself, thinking we have to find a better way. But I didn't know what it was. I didn't know where to go with it. And it was that not knowing what to do with this that led probably into mental crisis. It took many years to find the answer. I ended up at the doctor's. Their help was to give me drugs, which numbed me. I remember picking up a book called Seeing the Way, and I started to see that if I make peace with nature, if I make peace with all living beings, then the obvious result is internal peace within myself. Going back to that incident on the graveside, I remember singing a hymn, Dear Father, Lord of all mankind, forgive our foolish ways. And it, to me, it was such a nonsense that here was we human beings. We did this. We human beings did this. Not just the soldiers, but the nation that wanted these people to go to war on their behalf. And then we had to ask for forgiveness. And the whole God idea just went out the window. I couldn't believe in that anymore, this creator God. And I took responsibility. I played my part in that war and I suffered because of it. So if I stand back from that and say, look, stop causing other creatures to suffer. Stop causing other people to suffer. And the obvious conclusion is that I won't suffer myself. And so far it works.